Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peake. I have a very special guest to introduce to all of you in Her Radio Land. Her name is Karen Newman. Karen and I first met at the Senior Olympic Games, and this was in 2013. And at that time, I saw her at the triathlon. I was absolutely blown away by her. She won the triathlon overall. She went on to win the run as well. And as I delved more into her background, I was completely blown away by what she'd been through, which includes breast cancer. And now she has a new book called Just Three Words. It just launched. And it's all about what she had endured with an eating disorder as well. What an incredible story. She's a record-breaking triathlete, an incredible individual, now an inspirational speaker as well. Karen, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much, Pam. It's such an honor and privilege to be here, and I just am so happy to get the message out that we can overcome incredible shame, incredible challenges, and triumph.
Well, tell me, you know, tell everyone out there why you wrote Just Three Words, and what were those words?
Pam, I was writing a blog, and thousands, 25,000 people were following, and thousands of people asked me to write my story. But my story in the beginning was only about overcoming cancer. And that's great in and of itself, but I really had to get to the truth, which was overcoming bulimia. So many years I just suffered in silence, and I'm here to say that secrets love the silence. They flourish there, and they lead you to devastating paths. So I just wanted to bring the whole story out so that other people know that they can overcome and that there's no secret too great to share.
So when you were told that the three words, you have cancer, I assume this is right. So you have cancer, right? And that was a wake-up call. What happened?
Well, to be honest with you, Pam, 3 weeks before the diagnosis of cancer, I had actually reached rock bottom. My eating disorder, which was bulimia at the time, was out of control. I was standing in front of audiences, speaking about good nutrition while the taste of bile was on my tongue. I was living a lie. I was telling everyone lies, my husband, my children, my work, everything. And I had just reached the point where I just figured that I would just be better off dead. So I was actually on my knees begging God to take me home. And so 3 weeks later, when I received the diagnosis, Karen, it's cancer, and by the way, it was extremely advanced because I had been misdiagnosed for years, something ignited on the inside, and for the first time, I actually wanted to live. So,
wow.
Karen, it's cancer.
Wow.
Life.
And so, what a wake-up call. All of a sudden, there you are, those three words started you on a completely different path. Why did you decide to share this message with everyone?
Because I have been finding, as I've been sharing, that so many people are fighting this disease. I'm telling you, eating disorder is a hidden epidemic. There aren't just millions. There's tens of millions of people suffering. And I have just been hearing from hundreds, Karen, I'm suffering now. What can I do? Oh, my goodness, this is my story. People are still living with this great shame. And they're, you know, this, I used to call it my taskmaster, who every day said, you know, you're worthless, you're fat. Some words were spoken to me as a child, but then there's many words I made up in my mind. And I think we just need to, you know, dare to throw off those lies. We need to dare to tell somebody. There's so much shame that surrounds this disease, and people are afraid to come out and ask for help, and we need to start talking about it. And so that's why I'm so grateful that you have this show so that we can start talking about this.
Just amazing. I want people to really understand your story. Tell them your website so that they can go out there and learn much more about your story, because there's just layers to this. What's the best website for you?
So my website is called www.thekarennewman.com. So it's just my name with the in front of it, and they have resources and unbelievable stories. You can get in touch with me and ask any questions that you have. I just want to let you know that every single person is vital to this universe. Every single person has a purpose, and every single person deserves love. And love for me was the game changer. I just never thought I could receive love, and I just want everyone to know that you're lovable. You can overcome. Nothing is impossible. There's no challenge too great to overcome. And you can be free and live your life victorious.
You know, when I saw you at the Senior Games in 2013, by the way, everyone out there, I'm also a competitor and a triathlete in the Senior Games. Certainly nothing as fast and as amazing as you are, but you are a tad younger than I am. And I'm now sit on the Senior Games Foundation Board. So I just love to see people like Karen there. And when I saw Karen, I was just blown away by your story. But you also said something. You were wearing a number. The number was 21, and you told me the story of 21. Mm-hmm. Why don't you share that with everyone?
Well, so I suffered from anorexia as a child and then bulimia, et cetera. And so I really honestly never thought that I would be able to have children because I did so much damage to my body. But God blessed us with three boys. And so our first boy was born on July 21st. And then I dreamed for years about making the triathlon, Team USA triathlon. And I finally achieved my goal after years of trying. There's so many funny stories wrapped around triathlon and sports, as I'm sure you have, Pam.
Oh, yeah.
But when I finally made Team USA, and then it was the Senior Games, they said, oh, the Senior Games triathlon will be on July 21st. And many things happened to me on July 21st, and so I really wanted to win a gold medal. It was just my dream. And so when I got to the Senior Games, you know, there are thousands of athletes there. And when I went to get my number, it just happened to be 21. And so I just knew in that moment that it was just extraordinary, and it just was really meant to me.
And well, it reminded me of something too, and that is a saying I always say, and that is that coincidences are God's way of acting anonymously. And, you know, there were a whole lot of 21s going on that day. And I remember interviewing you with your gold medal around you. And it was just so exciting to see you so full of life after all that you had been through, which is all the therapy for breast cancer, your overcoming the eating disorder, and now writing this fabulous book. Everyone, I want you to go out to buy this book. Just get on down, all right? It is terribly important that you understand how important this is. The book title is Just Three Words. And run on over to Karen's website, The Karen Newman, that's NEWMAN.com, to learn more about Karen, her marvelous work, and share your story too. Her words of wisdom may help guide you and educate you. Thank you, Karen, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Shoot your questions to us. Get Ask Her at RadioMD.com. And whatever you do, please stay well.